Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing this morning?
Good. And we thank you first for your service to our country. Appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thank you for asking me.
So this was a campaign stop for the vice president. Overall, how did it go?
Overall, I think it was very well presented, very well done, very professional, and a lot of information was put out to the veterans.
Mm-hmm. Wes, you know, you have about 600 members, correct?
That's correct, between social and post members, yes.
I mean, that's a lot of members. So in your experience leading the VFW, do most of your members support this president, the administration?
You know what? I can honestly say that I don't know that, mm-hmm. because post-128 veterans, we do not endorse, but we do make available for all candidates.
But you're around small talk, and you get to hear people's opinions, I'm sure. I mean, the topic on everyone's mind is this impeachment. I guess I'm asking you this because I'm wondering, do you think that Pence, in his 32-minute-long speech, do you think he was able to sway anyone who may have been on the fence? Was it a convincing speech for you?
The vice president did an outstanding job with his presentation, I have to say that. And he had the information that those veterans wanted to hear. As far as swaying anybody, I didn't really look into the presentation as such. But the information that the veterans wanted to hear was put out.
One of the subjects was taking care of our veterans who, as you well know, Wes, at any given time, about 1% are active service members. And then those who, you know, can go up to 7 to 8% of the population has served. But I always think of the men and women who serve in their families who also sacrifice, mm-hmm. making sure this country's doing all we can to take care of you. And the vice president pointed out there have been significant changes in the VA to help our veterans. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And we obviously as veterans follow that. In the last several years, there's been a definite increase in better things done for the veterans. And obviously that's what our position is, veterans for veterans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with the hopes that was very well presented from the veterans side that they want to see more of that in the next upcoming years.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think candidates on both sides of the aisle will communicate very strongly their support for veterans because they should, right? And of course, they want the vote. There's been a lot of talk and action from this president. You know, the thing that comes to my mind is the fact that he fired about 9,000 employees from the Veterans Affairs who he said weren't doing their jobs. What do you guys want to see out of the next president?
It's very, very obvious what they want to see, and that was talked about the changing of personnel in the VA. Everyone knows that there was some major issues going on in the VA, backlogs and long delays, and there was changes made, and that was mentioned about the change in different personnel in the VA, and we've seen a definite increase in the aid and the help being put out to the veterans from the VA in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Wes Hill, as a veteran and a commander of a VFW post, you also talk about other issues. It came out this week that there were government reports, and this goes way beyond and before President Trump, 18 years of our men and women serving in Afghanistan, and some of those suggesting documents that we weren't always told the truth. Sounds like, back in the day, the Pentagon Papers with Vietnam. Has any of that talk come up among you, your group?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Has any of that talk filtered down among your members?
As far as the things from the past years?
Yeah, 18 mm-hmm. years, and it's these new documents suggesting that we as Americans have not gotten all the correct information from our own government.
Well, there's much talk about that, and obviously since the Vietnam War, which wasn't a good ending for our veterans, and into today where we're in the Middle East doing numerous things, there's a lot of misinformation been put out, and I think what a lot of people don't realize, in this theater of war that we're in now, the number of times that our veterans have deployed, as which is very much different in the past wars and conflicts. We have people that's multiple tours, deployed to the Middle East, and we've seen that where that's caused a lot of effects to our veterans today.
Well, regardless of party, we want to support our men and women who mm-hmm. serve and have served and their families who have also sacrificed greatly. And we appreciate you taking some time to be on with us this morning.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having me.
That's Wes Hill, commander of the Rochester VFW Post 128.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!